beautiful thing. I love that family. I'm getting a little teary. Okay, so the second song I wrote, is super hardcore, right? Okay, it deals with assonance or embedded rhyme. It's like the rhyming of vowel sounds between words, and it goes like this. At dawn with chainsaws. For those of you that don't speak death metal, that's at dawn with chainsaws. It's about carving up bloated whales in Alaska at dawn. Pretty metal, right? Super metal! The last song I wrote, I think it's going to be my big moneymaker, and it's called 23-Year-Old's Lament. And it goes like this. I have the worst roommate! Knock, knock, knock on the door while I masturbate. Oh, mom, why do I live with my mom? That's a death growl. That's a convention of death metal. Thank you. You can clap. Cool. That's the rest of my set. You can clap because that's the end of my set. Thank you. Oh, my God. I made comedians clap for me. That's so good. Okay, here we go. Your first comedian of the night, he murdered it last night at Asiento. But we all know that you're only as good as your last set. Put your hands together, everybody, for Luke Moore. Yay! Yay! Do whatever you want. Oh, everybody, mic. Hey, everybody, if you didn't bring your own mic condom, I have gloves in a bag over here. You can stick it over the mic. And there's also hand sanitizer and wipey wipes to make you feel safe. Okay. Luke Moore, yay!
Good to be here. I've been driving all day for my job, which is horrible. Hard not to get a little bit of road rage. I mean, you know, even if it's not rage, like maybe road annoyance. But that's not an alliteration, so no one ever talks about it. But it's a real issue that everyone deals with. But I get something called, you know, I don't really get road rage. I don't like beat people up, but I get road cage. That's what I get, road cage. And that's where when I'm driving in a car for several hours, I eventually start talking like Nicolas Cage. I'm like, use your blinker. I'm sorry, I have to cut you off. Another red light. Great. Great! Another red light! Okay. I'm going to cut you off.
Did I already say that one? Okay.
Well, I cut people off a lot, so. Dude, what's the deal with that song Jeremy by Pearl Jam, dude? It's like, it's about a kid who shot himself at a school. But, like, they just make up. Like, they don't really even say that explicitly in the song. You just have to, like, watch the music video. They never say, like, and then he shot himself in the face. Like, it's just, like, that's assumed. But, like, all the whole song is just made up stuff. They're just making stuff up about Jeremy. His name probably isn't even Jeremy, you know? They're like, his mom didn't love him and his dad didn't give him attention. It's like, yeah, he probably just made that up. And it's like, and he hit me with a surprise left. Like, he punched him. It's like, really? I don't think Jeremy punched Eddie Vedder. No, I don't think, you know, Jeremy was beating people up, you know? I think Jeremy was getting beat up. Yeah. They just make up, the thing that really kills me that they make up about Jeremy is they say, and he bit the recess lady's breast. How can I forget? You know, like, okay, so there's a recess lady and Jeremy evidently, you know, allegedly bit her breasts. Like, why are you just making that up, you know? Like, just don't lie about this child who died, you know? What are you doing? What are you doing, Pearl Jam? 1991, am I right? It's still relevant. Some people like get really mad, and maybe not in San Francisco, but people get mad about the masks. You don't really meet anti-maskers here, but yeah, you know, no one really likes the mask. You know, like what I tell people is it's just a phase. You know, we'll get over it. COVID has turned us all into teenagers. We're all teenagers again. We're stuck in our house. We're grounded. We're going through phases like a teen does. The first phase of COVID was don't drink Corona beer. That was our first precaution we took as Americans. The second phase, it was just a phase though. Second phase of COVID was spit on a Chinese person. And it was a bad phase, but it was a phase that America went through. Phase number three of COVID was don't touch your face, which was the worst phase in my opinion, because I love touching my face. I love picking my nose. Not like a lot, but you know, here and there I like to pick my nose, okay? And like, I just like touching my eyes and I just like touching my face, you know? It's my favorite thing, you know? I'm glad it's back. Phase number four of COVID was don't go to work, which was pretty cool. That was pretty cool at first. Pretty cool phase. Phase five was don't leave your house unless it's going to the grocery store three times every day. Which, that was an okay phase. We all got in touch with our grocery store. We all, like, hung out in Safeway a little bit more. It was a phase. Phase number six was watch the Mr. Tiger Man show. That was a phase we all went through. Phase number seven was watch Michael Jordan has red or yellow eyes now. If you don't know, there's a documentary on Netflix and Hulu and whatnot, and it's called Michael Jordan Has Yellow Eyes Now. And it's all about Michael Jordan having yellow eyes now. It's a really interesting documentary about Michael Jordan having yellow eyes. Phase number eight of COVID was go to a protest. Phase number nine of COVID was go to the beach. Phase number 10 of COVID was tear down a statue of some sort. Phase number 11 of COVID was go to the beach again. And phase 12 of COVID is, and counting, is wear a mask. So we'll figure out something else to do after the mask. Don't worry. We'll forget about the mask. That's what I tell people. Is anybody here in the service industry, work in the service industry? Thank you for your service. I just wanted to get that out there. Does anybody here work like in cell phones? Cell phones. Cellular telephones. Thank you for your service. Right? Cell service? Okay, cool. Heck yeah. We got a bunch more. Who here works in customer service? Fuck customer service. Okay. Who here works or does tennis, plays tennis? Thank you for your serves. Okay. Who here installs like granite countertops and stuff like that? Thank you for your surfaces. Okay. Who here, what's that one? Who here is a bear, a grizzly bear that likes to ride a unicycle? Thank you for your circuses. Okay. Who here works in a diner? Who here works in a diner? Thank you for your syrup. Does that count? Okay. Who here likes to drink promethazine recreationally? Or who here is from Houston? Thank you for your scissorp. Okay. I don't even like jokes. I like jokes. I'm a comedian, but I don't like setups. I only like punchlines. So I got a bunch of punchlines. Okay, just punchlines. More like Scooby Dooby Don't. More like Robert Downey Syndrome. More like Paul Gisellati. Yeah. More like Franco Unjamesed. Okay. More like Cubic Footing Jr. Okay. Okay. I'll leave you on this one. I was at Safeway, and I was looking at their hot dogs. They have Hebrew Nationals. That's kosher meat hot dogs. And I was curious about them, but I went with the knockoff brand, not Hebrew Nationals, but Anne Frank's. And they're really hard to find. Have you seen it? They're really hard to find. But they're, yeah, you'll find them. You'll find them. They're in the attic of Safeway. Okay. Long live the Jews. Thank you.
Luke Moore, everyone. Yes. Luke Moore. Not Luke Less. Never call him Luke Less. I stole his own joke. I'm a terrible person. Yay. This is really fun. So here we are outside. Just remember, no F swears because our neighbors have children and stuff like that. But I know you can do it. You're all professionals. I haven't seen our next comedian in so long. And what a joy. What a treasure to see your beautiful face in your cool, cool car. You're like every time I'm like, what can he do that's cooler? I don't know. Put your heads dance together, everybody. For Teddy Hole. Yay! If you want to take a glove and put it over.
Am I good to just go? Yeah. Ooh, wow. What a solid group of people, you know? COVID's not going to take us out, all right? It is strange. I think everybody thinks it's strange times. Some strange shit has been happening during this period, you know? The routine's completely broken. No comedy shows, basically, you know? So everything's different. I had something, and people are getting weird out there. This guy recently offered me $2,500, okay, for me to come over to his place and do sexual acts, all right? $2,500. This psychopath. All right, I'm not going to use the F-bomb, all right, because I don't want to mess with the children. But this guy offered me $2,500 to come over to his place to do sexual acts, all right? And I did it, all right, because I said $500, all right? I don't see gender nowadays, all right? It's 2020, okay? Here's what I learned. All right, here's what I learned, okay? The sex, you know, people are so uptight. I almost did it. People are so uptight about sex. All right. And it's just like, you know, let's not cancel people. Let's just learn from it. Here is what I learned from that experience. All right. If someone offers you $2,500 to do sexual acts, all right, do not accept a check. All right. Because I mean, right. I thought it was strange. Venmo is broken. I mean, that's the easiest app to use. And that was, it's broken for the, okay, whatever. All right. Here's the thing. I went to the bank with the check. All right. I went to the bank. I went to a Wells Fargo with the check. They gave me $2,500. They didn't just say this guy is a liar. All right. And a pervert. Okay. And we should be canceling him. They gave me the $2,500. All right. And I started spreading the wealth. Okay, I went to a little Mexican stand and I bought a lot of vegetables. All right, I'm just like, listen, I'm selling my ass and we're all having fun. All right, throw in some extra avocados. Okay, then guess what? 4 days later, I get a charge from the bank of $12. Okay, for trying to cash a bounced check. All right, so I lost money on that deal. Okay, I lost $12 prostituting myself. Okay, turns out I'm not good at sex work. All right, but I tried. Okay, I tried. I was like, you know what? This is kind of fun. You know, maybe I'll get a Grindr account. I am now kicked off of Grindr. All right, because I broke their community policies. Okay. You know, it's just another COVID death is the reality. It's just another COVID death, okay, because they shut down my small business, okay? I was both the pimp, okay? I was the bitch, and I was the CEO of my small business, and they shut it down, all right? Anyway, that's some COVID material for you. You guys, let's grow up a little bit, all right? There's children here. Hello. Hello. Hi. How you doing? The date of comedy in 2020. Yeah. Yeah. You guys saw that little red-headed demon, right? That wasn't just some hallucination. Yeah, I'll fight that little kid. All right? I will fight that little kid. Is she looking at me? Is she turning around? All right? All right? Wearing a helmet in public. That's super cool. Yeah. Anyway. I'm gonna stop talking shit about little kids. Derek's got $5 on me for that fight. He knows. He knows I'd fight that little kid, and I got a good chance of winning. And he knows I would sleep at night. All right. He knows that. You walk in front of my comedy set, and you're not gonna get fought. Time to grow up, little girl. She's not looking at me, is she? Okay. Whatever. This is comedy now. This is comedy. We're forced to go outside. Comedy is going to be the last thing to return after COVID. Everything that is good about COVID has just been, it's just taken away by comedy. I had some good momentum, too, before COVID, all right? I had a joke that was killing it, all right, about my sister being hot, okay? I got a smoking hot sister, and I was trying to work that material out, all right? And I was going to invite her to a show, and then COVID hit, all right? Took me out of it. Last thing I'll say is I do drive a
from a harmless antiquarian, meandering historic streets, to recent insane asylum escapee. In the past, his last years took a drastic turn. Upon discovery, a secret in his family tree. With one brilliant evil ancestor, young Charles was suddenly obsessed. And down the pit, he fell into insanity. Just his empty cell and dusty open windowsill leading to a 60-foot drop. Retrace the steps that brought us here through family Dr. Willett's shoes. The man investigating Charles' sinister decline. It seems young Charles had found one Joseph Kerwin's journal tucked within colonial walls and felt its incantations beckoning. Ancestor's farm, and subsequently to the local villagers' alarm. Signals of horrors 100 years past return. Flashlight, his sight revealed. To his amazement, deep deeper and deeper the maze went. He found a labyrinth cavern beneath the field. Extending down to the bases of chamber doors, leading him onward, despite a spine chill beyond words, into a vault with an altar and paneled floor. Under a steel grate, slip-thunked a creature awaiting. When he dropped the flashlight, it made a jaw-crunching sound. Groping in pitch black, the doctor scrambled to get back to the familiar format. To his right and saw a familiar verse. Recited the verse to square and collect his thoughts. As these words were spoken, an unholy smoke arose from an open jar of dust. And as that smoke parted, Dr. Willett exclaimed, "My God, what is that shape appearing?" your smoke stained overcoat. You found and scrawled in an ancient script instructions which no one he knew had writ, stating how Joseph Kerwin must die. And suddenly he saw the mystery of Charles Dexter Ward, who summoned up from ancient dust what he could not contain. Joseph Kerwin rose and murdered Charles and had stolen his identity. But culture shock had got him certified insane. One last visit to Charles Ward's cell, the doctor commanding the ancient spell. Joseph Kerwin fell to dust.
We just heard Terry Riley and the Anthem of the Trinity. Terry Riley is an American composer who lives right here in San Francisco, I believe. I should flag him down sometime, ask him what's up. Before that, we heard Jelly Lips from Osric Tentacles. And before that, we heard The Case of Charles Dexter Ward, a spacious and expansive Prague masterpiece, in my opinion, from the Samurai of Prague. We're going to continue on now with a composer from California, Fido Xavier. The name of the band is simply Fido, Phideaux. Not the name of the dog, or maybe the French name of the dog. What we will hear is Microsoft Death Star from Fido.
Does it haunt you? Are you afraid to follow through? Is it too much for you too soon? Like perfume, when it turns on you, fear sucks the senses like a leak. Feast upon the emptiness that is increased. Time recedes behind. I'd like to say I'm wrong. The passing years don't seem that long. The stream of fate goes on and on. the station, you must ask them what they see. If you walk away without question, you will never find what you see. Question, will you recognize what you see on the morning of the disaster that is vaster than you'd believe?
Thank you.
We just heard from Fido. The name of that tune was Microsoft Death Star. Up next is the Swedish prog band founded in 2004. They put out three albums. The song we're going to hear right now Downward Spiral slash...